Language 英语。嗨，大家好，欢迎你又一次来到开言英语带来的潘吉杰尼告诉你，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, my name is Spencer.
Spencer 知道吧？最近我们中国很多老百姓啊，又非常兴奋要去炒股票。
So they're all playing the stock market?
Playing the stock market.
Yeah, 炒股。
炒股啊、因为我们最近是迎来了一个大牛市。
Oh, we got a big bull market going on.
对对对，所以今天我们就要来说说这个炒股啊、然后教大家一些相关的英文，还有对比一下中国人炒股票和美国人炒股票的不同。好，那先来讲讲这个股票。Spencer, 你刚刚说 stock market,
yeah,
对吧
yeah,
the stock market.
Yeah, 股市对吧
对，股市炒股。然后大家应该也听过，就是股票在英文里面一个是 stock, 还有一个是 share.
Yeah, yeah, stocks and shares.
都是股票的意思。
Yeah, pretty much. But if you have a share, if you have a share in a company, there's a good chance you work for the company a lot of the time.
对对对。
Whereas stocks, you can invest in different companies that you might not have anything to do with, right?
对对对，所以还是有一些些区别的啊。差异的，但是呢，谈到股市的时候，stock market 或者 share market 这两个词你都会听到，对吧
？Yeah, stock and shares.
And shares. 好的，那讲到中国的股市呢，比如我们就上海有这个证券交易所，对吧？有上海的这个的上海 composite，
上海 composite，
综合指数，对吧？
综合指数，
composite。然后呢，也有深圳的那个深成指。
Oh, yeah, yeah, the Shenzhen market, yeah.
对。
I actually don't pay too much attention to the Shenzhen market. I kind of forgot about that one there.
还好你在中国没有炒股票，因为这个水很深啊。
Yeah, it's true.
反正都是有一些不同的股票的这个股指指数 index, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Index 就是指数。像美国当然最有名的在纽约有。
Yeah, we have Dow, NASDAQ.
对的、the Dow component, 大家会听到的
yeah,
the Dow Jones.
Yeah, we usually just call it
the Dow.
Yeah, call it the Dow. The Dow, 道可道非常道 Not that Dow. We got,
道可道非常道也出来了。
We got a different Dow. We got the Dow Jones market going on over
对这个 Dow 是 D-O-W.
Yeah, D-O-W.
the Dow component or the Dow. 还有呢有一些那种什么 tech companies 啊、什么的、啊。
Was it blue?
那tech company 科技的技术类的一般都是纳斯达克。
Oh, right, you mean tech companies are a part of NASDAQ. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, usually a lot of tech companies will be listed under the NASDAQ.
哎你刚刚说的那个动词啊 they're listed.
Yeah, listed
under NASDAQ.
Yeah.
所以 listed 就是这个公司它上市了对吧、
Yeah,
股票在这个在这里交易啊、
yeah.
所以上市大家应该都听过有一个英语的这个缩写 acronym 叫 IPO
the IPO
Initial Public Offering
Initial Public Offering, that's right. Initial public offering. So this is kind of like when they come out onto the market, right?
对的，首次公开募集。好，那其实讲到什么 Dow 啊 ，NASDAQ， 还有我们的什么上海 Composite， 特别像在 Dow 上面就会有一些历史很悠久的，对吧？然后它的业绩啊，然后这个公司的这种管理 corporate governance 都比较好的公司，比较可信的，我们叫它蓝筹股。
蓝筹股，
对这个我跟你讲，你就想中文的蓝嘛 ，blue， 你就知道那个英文了。
Yeah, 蓝筹股 ，so we're like blue chip，
对对对
，blue chip
companies，对，或者 blue chip stocks，
yeah， blue chip stocks，
蓝筹股啊。然后我们中国还有红筹股
，red chip，
就是一些 state owned government companies 这些的。
Okay, that makes plenty of sense. Okay.
Speaking of colors， 讲到颜色，我觉得很有意思的就是在中国，你如果看到这个股市一片红 ，it's good news，、就是像你说的，现在是 it's a bull market。
Yeah, yeah, it's a bull market. It's on the rise.
It's on the rise. Exactly， 就是飘红大涨大牛市，对吧？
Mm-hmm.
那么 green 的话呢，反过来就不好了，就跌了。
Yeah.
So the index is going down.
Yeah,、
right?
in which case we have a bear market, right, Jenny?
对的，一个熊市 bear market. So bull and bear 啊，那。 一般讲熊我们都会用 bear 这个词，但是讲牛呢，你查字典就有乱七，有各种各样的，有 ox cow、
yeah.
bull， 但是大家记住
牛是公牛，
公牛对、
yeah.
Chicago Bulls、
yeah.
啊，所以在股票里面我们一个 bull market， 不要说 it's an cow market 奶牛市，这是不对的啊。好，那回到前面说的这个颜色啊，中国人我们喜欢红嘛，所以红的都代表 good luck、
嗯、
对吧、
嗯、
很好的事情发生、
yeah.
但在美国是反过来的 right
yeah yeah、yeah red if you're in the red、
嗯、
right、that's not good it means you have a maybe you're going down maybe there's
exactly
debt,
在跌
yeah,
对的对的、所以好像在亚洲可能东亚像日本啊中国呀我们喜欢红
yeah,
然后西方很多国家是反过来的
yeah, yeah.
对吧
yeah in the states yeah red is seen as kind of bad I mean、
嗯、
maybe that's why you know we have red lights and that's why people stop
就对你们来说红是一种 alert 你要警觉的事情
yeah, exactly、
啊
Exactly.
好的，那我们今天讲讲这个 the stock market。现在你看很多英文的媒体啊，就说啊、oh, ，China stock market， it's a stock market boom
。
这个 boom，
B O O M。So it's what like 飙升 or what to like go up really fast,、
啊、
right？
对，飙升，对的，
飙、升，
飙升，
飙升。
对，一般你会听到和经济有关的两个词啊，一个是 boom， 就是这种啊，形势很好啊，都在。上涨 boom 另外一个 B 打头的是不好的这个 bust、
yeah bust it means you're going broke
对的因为 bust 呢就是爆炸的意思啊就是你想一个 bubble、mm. 对吧当然有很多人现在说、啊、is the stock market a bubble 是不是泡沫、
mm-hmm.
或者之前我们有 real estate bubble、mm-hmm. 对吧
right right、so,
这个、房地产泡沫
so when it busts or bursts
burst 对、
that's no good、yeah
泡沫粉碎了，对的对的。哎，其实在中国，我觉得我们很多的都是散户，就是说 individual 这种stock market players， individual customers， 然后有一些像退休的人呀、大叔大妈呀，每天买好菜就坐到这个股票交易所啊，很小额的这种就是 micro trading。
我觉得听起来是一个非常好的退休生活方式。
你觉得吗？但这个也是 very risky， because it's the financial market。Right?
Yeah, well, maybe it's 有一点刺激的 They think it's a little more entertaining, exciting 退休生活本来就是很无聊对吧
对但是我觉得不同的就是你问美国很多人他是不直接持有股票的 They don't directly trade stocks or play the stock market基本上就是他可能买了一个什么基金一个 fund 对吧像美国人一般
yeah, that's right.
特别像那种你可能是理财公司呀银行呀或者你那种什么、退休教师他们有个退休教师放的一个基金然后这些基金再去投股票所以就是说你是间接 indirectly 你在 play the stock market 不像中国我们就是当然也很多人去买这种 funds 基金但很多人他就是自己去研究 analyze 然后读这些 spreadsheets annual reports 公司的年报啊什么的然后用什么大智慧 software 软件然后自己去买哦，对 So Spencer have you ever bought any stocks?
Nope, never bought any stocks.
What about your parents?
My family, my grandfather, actually, my mother's father used to like to play the stocks. He was a, he had a PhD in economics, so he was,
so he is 很靠谱的因为他是经济学的博士
Yeah, 经济学的博士。
那他最后那个他有给你留下很多的 stocks
Well, I think,
blue chip stocks.
You know, I think he gave that all to my grandmother. He actually, you know, 他早就去世了
Okay,
so,
sorry.
No problem. Yeah, but no, I think that's about as far as the stock players in my family go. I know some people in my family are invested in mutual funds.
Oh, mutual funds. 这个就是是对冲基金
yeah,
对吧？
对冲
基金 mutual funds. 还有可能大家这两年会听到比较多的什么私募基金 PE.
Yeah, those are like private
equity
funds. Yeah, 私募基金。
那讲到 PE 呢，股市还有一个词啊，有一个概念叫市盈率，那个也是 PE PE ratio. 但那个呢不是 private equity 那个 PE 是 price to earnings
哇、wow, 这个你懂得
PE ratio 、啊、要做节目我当然要去要好好的做一下准备了啊。其实今天说的跟大家讲的一些英文也是非常常用的不需要你是好像PhD in economics 才会接触到的对吧好那诶 Spencer, 你有没有听过一些中国人啊？他买了个股票，结果买了第二天就开始跌，然后他就愁眉苦脸说：“哎呦，我都套牢了。”
Yeah, I actually have heard of these stories. You know, they go in, they buy something, and they just go broke.
对对对， yeah. 所以套牢英文说 broke， 但他也没有 broke， 因为他可能不是说倾家荡产， oh. 只是说他现在那个股票跌了， oh. 比他买的时候的那个价格要低很多，所以他就套在里面了。
Oh well, let's see. I mean, if you invest in some stocks, then you lose out a bunch. Oh wow, what would we say? A lot of times
you're stuck with a pile of junk.
Basically, garbage stocks. You know.
Oh, so in English, you can say garbage stock.
Yeah, you could say that, or worthless stocks, or. I forgot. How do you say worthless stocks in Chinese?
垃圾股
Yeah, 垃圾股对，也是垃圾股。可能我哎呦 ，That's funny. Yeah. 垃圾股
对，英文其实就是你就 stuck with junk stocks,
basically, right? Worthless stocks.
Worthless stocks. 啊，当然我们希望在这个。在这个 bull market 啊，中国的一个 stock market boom 里面 you're making some money, right? Mm-hmm. Or you've invested in a really good company and mm-hmm. they're giving you dividends.
Ooh, dividends. They're giving it out.
哎，分红、yeah. Dividends 就是分红的意思。Mm-hmm. 那我之前还认识一个朋友啊，然后这个老兄也是在很短时间里面赚了很多很多钱，但他那个弄股票呢，他是说我去什么Short 一个 stock、这个也是大家会听到的、S-H-O-R-T short
Do you mean investing for like a very short period of time like buying letting it go up
他那时候跟我解释好像那个 short 是说你可以像对赌一样的就是他看一个公司、他觉得哦他们明年的业绩会很差什么的
yeah, yeah.
结果赶快 short 就我赌他会、right. 股票会跌啊什么的
Right so some people do that、I think that's actually quite common with Chinese、stock market players No maybe investing for a short periodTime,
你说我们那种就是今天买明天卖的这种是吧
Yeah, like maybe I buy it today, I let it increase for a few weeks to a couple months and I get out really fast. Or,
对对对
know, do it in a more
就赚点买菜钱
Yeah, 对对
不是 Warren Buffett 那种 long time value investing 是吧不是那种长期的价值投资
那是短期的
对其实就讲到很多人说哎呦要赶快股票要抛呢英文一个词就是说 dumpDump shares.
Yeah, you gotta dump the shares. You gotta get rid of them.
Dump. 还有一个用的就是你要分手，你要把一个人甩掉。也可以说 ，Oh, I got dumped. 我被甩了。
Yeah,
or
yeah.
He just dumped her.
Yeah.
She just dumped him.
Well, you might as well do it all in one go. Get rid of your bad stocks and bad girlfriends. Just dump them.
Bad boyfriends. 好了，那我们今天的节目就讲到这儿。很短的时间里面跟大家分享了一些很常用的这个股票用语啊。这期节目其实也是就昨天有一个听众朋友给我们的一个反馈说啊，现在这个是很热点的话题所以很想学习相关的这个知识所以也谢谢你给我们这个好建议然后他还问了一下他说比如说现在中国有什么创业板新三板这个英文怎么说
创业板
就是新三板
新三板
哎同学们我这个也
创业板我懂啊这是新三板、
新三板我就跟大家说一下这个 standard 标准的啊我们中国官方的英文翻译是The new third board.
No.
对对对，因为好像它这个板，比如像上海
新三板。Oh, I thought you said 新三板，新三板。对，新来的。
不是新了，新。Anyway, 我们的 new third board， 因为它这个 board 这个板呢，我们说它在 listed on the main board， 主板 main board， 然后你还有一些。Smaller boards.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, 然后创业板呢，那个官方的一个翻译是 GEM, Growth Enterprise Market, 创业板。
Growth Enterprise Market.
最近有很多小公司啊，什么教育类的都想在创业板，什么就是到新三板上面去，去。上市然后还说啊这个都是我们习大大这个新常态 new normal 我觉得这个翻译也挺好玩的你看很多英文的报纸啊什么媒体他们的 new normal 我们中国的新常态下啊要 regulate financial market 更大力的要来 让我们的金融市场更加的正规，让老百姓在里面投资也能赚到钱，对吧？好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。Good luck with playing the stock market.
Yeah, 希望你们呢都会发财啊。
对，最主要的是 be calm, right? Do your homework, 然后不要 blindly follow.
Yeah, 盲目的投资。
对对对。
Yeah, don't 盲目投资。
Okay, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.